producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay, here we are, midweek. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Hey, this hour is made possible by G-Code, the very best tactical Kydex holster with the RTI retention system. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It would be nice to think, well, let me set this up. I don't sit back and say, wait till the Supreme Court gets a hold of it. I don't, you know, the Supremes have become sort of an agenda-driven organization like everything in politics. But it would be nice sometimes to think that some of them might come to some awakening, that this fog of liberalism would get out of the lens of their eyes, or if they're going to remain ignorantly hypocritical. Now, the other day, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor was speaking to a group of students at the Oklahoma City University School of Law, and she was very concerned and railing against and ranting about the increased intrusion into our privacy in this new frightening age of surveillance. Specifically, she pointed out drones by both public and commercial entities to encroach on our private lives. There are drones everywhere, randomly. They record everything that's happening on what we consider our private property. That type of technology has to stimulate us to think about what it is that we cherish in privacy, and how far we want to protect it, and from whom we wish to protect it against. Because people think that it should be protected just against government intrusion. Some people don't like the fact that someone can pick up a drone and hook a GoPro camera to it and fly around. Sotomayor made it a point to highlight the use of drones by private individuals, and I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and assume that she is also a person who thinks Americans should be protected from the government intrusion as well. She would then go on to invoke Robert Heinlein, stating that we are in that brave new world and we are capable of being in that Orwellian world too. Here we have this liberal Supreme Court justice warning us about falling into an Orwellian state. So the question has to be asked, has that liberal fog lifted? Like a liberal college student that gets their first paycheck and looks at the federal withholding and sees what a big chunk Uncle Sam takes from you. Turns into a fiscal conservative at that point. It's hard to be sure here. But here's the thing. For all of her talk about government intrusion, that government technology now allows for officials to listen to your conversations from miles away and through your walls, and that citizens should take a more active role in the debate in order to halt the tyranny is all well and good. But Sotomayor has consistently denied the American citizen from the last line of defense with regards to fighting off tyranny. Namely, she believes that the right to keep and bear arms is something malleable that can be infringed. All you have to do is look at McDonald versus Chicago, in which she not only stated that the Second Amendment didn't apply to states, but it also joined with Justice Ginsburg in Justice Breyer's dissent, of which the following beliefs were put forth. She wrote, "In my view, Justice Stevens has demonstrated that the 14th Amendment guarantee of substantive due process does not include a general right to keep and bear arms for purposes of private self-defense. As he argues, the framers did not write the Second Amendment with this objective in view. The use of arms for private self-defense does not warrant federal constitutional protection from state regulations. I can find nothing in the Second Amendment's text, history, or underlying rationale that could warrant characterizing it as fundamental. Further, there is no popular consensus that the private self-defense right described in Heller is fundamental. Unlike the First Amendment's rights of free speech, free press, assembly, and petition, the private self-defense right does not comprise a necessary part of the democratic process that the Constitution seeks to establish." Her blathering goes on for about 35 pages and continues to malign and discount and undercut your God-given right to keep and bear arms. And while gun-hating Justice Breyer wrote the dissent, Sotomayor joined in and put her name on it, signifying her belief and agreement with it. Now, this may take a little bit of time, and if I have to take it, I will, no problem. But before we shove a little further, let's touch on a few of the, you know, italicized sections from the dissent. My first question is, the Second Amendment does not warrant federal constitutional protection from state regulation? Sonia, it is a right enumerated in the Constitution. That's all the warrant that it needs to be protected. Nothing in our history warrants characterizing the Second Amendment as fundamental, really. How about the founding of our nation, along with the text of the Bill of Rights, along with the letters of the day from the men who founded the country? No popular consensus? 126 million gun owners sounds like a consensus to me. You got 45 states that allow open carry, 31 without the need of a permit. That sounds like a consensus among states. The notion that since 1994 politicians run from gun control during election years sounds like a consensus among voters. So what exactly is the Sotomayor definition of consensus? Finally, a democratic process in a republic can only exist when the government is held in check by an armed citizenry. King George found that out. And the founders understood that. It was ingrained within them. And they did not want to see tyranny take root in this nation again. They'd already kicked it out. So let's piece this together, and if we have to go into the second segment, we will. Sotomayor is afraid of invasion of privacy. She's distrustful of drones. She warns of government intrusion leading to tyranny and Orwellian state. Excuse me. How do you expect people to stop these kinds of things from happening when you're more than happy to disarm them and leave them vulnerable to the aforementioned tyranny which you are so apprehensive about? As armed people, we're citizens. As disarmed people, we are subjects. And subjects do not have a right to privacy. So, has that fog of liberalism lifted from the lens of Sonia Sotomayor's eyes? From her mind? Because if it isn't, she can prattle on and on about the growing of Big Brother, but so long as she continues to undercut your last line of defense against tyranny, her words aren't going to mean a whole lot. As a matter of fact, they're not going to need anything. It's like she's confused. Maybe she has a mental illness. I don't know. But one thing I do know, her undercutting the Second Amendment is something that I don't need a spy network to figure out for me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I tell you from time to time why I carry a gun. And, you know, there's lots of reasons to carry a gun. This is an illustration of why a woman should carry a gun, especially any women out there that have this fascination for the bad boy. Okay. I'm not going to get into the discussion of why somebody keeps going after somebody that might be an abuser. Because I'm sure, first of all, I have no context in which to look at that and even make a call as to an opinion. Because I'm a male. But I know what I wish I would rather see. Now, this particular story is horrific. It borders on horror. Okay? But this also sort of serves as a reminder is that something like this could have turned out differently if the victim here had been carrying every day like I advocate you do. A convicted killer that was out on bail in Maryland has now pled guilty to cannibalism after he killed and ate parts of his ex-girlfriend. This particular waste of skin, his name is Joseph Oberhansley, a convicted killer who was being charged with a felony after strangling a man at a bar, was allowed to walk free after paying a $500 bond. $500 bond. That's how much it costs to get out of jail after you strangle somebody in a bar in Maryland. Oberhansley then went to the home of Chammy Joe Blanton, identified as being romantically involved with Oberhansley. She called police around 3 a.m. to report Oberhansley trying to force his way into the home. Police arrived and sent Oberhansley home. When police arrived back at the home, about 7 hours later, and it is unclear who called them at this particular time, what they found was seriously disturbing. They said Oberhansley was inside the home, and once officers restrained him, other officers searched the rest of the home on Locust Street. That's where they found Miss Blanton's body in a bathtub, and portions of her skull had been removed. He also decided that there were other delicacies involved, and I'm not going to get in that. It's just too morbid. Oberhansley had previously done a stint in prison for a role he played in a murder as a teenager. He had previously led police on a car chase before being arrested. The prosecutor lowered Oberhansley's bail in the incident where he strangled the man in the bar to $5,000. So, when you get out on bail, you only actually have to come up with 10% in cash. The prosecutor, doing the right thing, has resigned due to this. This young lady, if she'd had a gun, it may or may not have made a difference. We're never going to know. But it may have made a difference. And that young lady was somebody's daughter. That young lady was somebody's sister. Somebody's granddaughter. And this heinous action, this heinous murder that happened to her, is going to alter the lives of her family forever. There is no closure with this. There is no closure when a family member gets murdered. Even if they catch the guy, like they have this guy, even if they throw the book at him, put him in jail, put him in the chair, give him the lethal injection, hang him, firing squad. Never closure on that because the family member doesn't come back. When you carry a gun, you're signifying that you care about your obligation to other people that care about you. And it's horrible. Horrible. Every time from here on out, every time her family looks at a picture of her, they're going to be reminded of what happened to her. Now, conversely, a young military combat veteran the other day, when somebody came into the home to kill his aunt, flanked the assailant and stopped him because he retrieved a firearm. Now, he wasn't carrying it because he used a shotgun. This young man's name was Craig Everett II. He shot and killed 60-year-old Todd Eugene Taylor. Taylor went to his estranged wife's home in somewhere 200 block of Kempton Avenue to confront her boyfriend, fired several rounds in front of the house, and yelled for the boyfriend to come outside. He was armed with a shotgun and two handguns when he then broke into the home and fired into a bathroom door, wounding Gall, the boyfriend, as he tried to take shelter with his girlfriend. Then he went outside to reload the shotgun and went back home into the home and began firing through the door again. Now, Mr. Everett went out the back door, came back, he retrieved his shotgun, came back and shot Taylor to death. Then he disarmed Mr. Taylor and waited for the police to arrive. The police chief said that his actions, frankly, saved the lives of the individuals that were holed up in that bathroom. Probably because Mr. Taylor was fixated on the boyfriend and didn't care about this young fellow. When you hear a call of shots fired and police are trying to respond to it, the simple fact of the matter is that it is very unlikely that they will be nearby when you need them. This is something that all police officers and sheriff's deputies will readily admit to you. They will not be able to reach you and react to this in time to save you and your family. You are the first responder. You are responsible for the defense. And you're responsible for treating any wounds that may incur from the attacker. So do you have the equipment and the training to be a competent lifesaver with both firearms and a trauma kit? Or are you like that unfortunate young lady with a very deranged boyfriend? That's the question you need to ask yourself. This is where you may want to take a look at certain things and say, maybe I need to reprioritize my life. You can have the horrific, or you can have the heroic. Very simple math. It is for me anyway. That's why I carry. That's why I carry both a small trauma kit and a small trauma-inducing kit. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now, we've got the Senate out there. They're wanting to pass an amendment to where they can restrict the Koch brothers primarily and corporations. They don't like the Citizens United thing. While at the same time, within the anti-gun movement, we're seeing a new phenomenon where we have the billionaires bankrolling efforts to lead us to having our rights restricted. Harvard University School of Public Health is getting ready to receive a $350 million donation to study gun violence, quotation marks, and under another complex health threats challenging the U.S. and the world. That donation brings in a new player. This is coming from the Morningside Foundation, which is run by the descendants of Hong Kong real estate tycoon T.H. Chan, for whom the school will be renamed. Michael Bloomberg donated $350 million to Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health, also named for Bloomberg, based upon his previous donations. They do studies, and they always are anti-gun, and they completely discount every study done by every economist out there, including, and they discount stuff like the CDC's findings and the Clinton Department of Justice findings, you know, those things. They completely discount all of that. And, you know, I can only imagine the negotiations when this happens, when, you know, when the descendants of T.H. Chan roll into Harvard University. Hello, we'd like to give you $350 million if you can find that gun control works. Oh, we can make that happen, descendants of T.H. Chan. Very good. Here's the check. We expect to see some turnaround on this real quick. Same as with Johns Hopkins. Of course, Bloomberg's also committed another $50 million to build a national AstroTurf movement that will pressure lawmakers to pass more restrictive gun laws. Then there's the Democracy Alliance, which is backed by George Soros. He's planning to funnel millions of dollars to a variety of groups that support gun control and other progressive causes. But remember, and I can't remember, I always get the Joshes confused. It was either Horowitz or Sugarman that said that the progressive cause can only be advanced if we disarm America. So in order for them to reach their utopian state, the United States has to be disarmed. I wonder why that has to happen that way. Some of the money that Soros was giving to include the Brennan Center, the Center for American Progress, John Podesta's group, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Michael Bloomberg's Everytown operation, Media Matters, Organizing for Action, /BarackObama.com, the Progressive Majority, and Third Way. In May, the Washington Times reported that anti-gun members of Congress aren't satisfied with the millions of dollars that their ideological brethren, billionaire brothers and sisters are investing in the anti-gun cause. They want gun owners to help pay for it as well. Toward that end, Senator Edward J. Markey from Massachusetts and Representative Carolyn Maloney from New York have introduced legislation proposing to spend $60 million of the taxpayers' money to study gun violence, or to promote gun control, if you want, over the next few years. Now, the Chan family chose Harvard because one of the members of the family went to that school. It's their alumni. But the Harvard School of Public Health already has a long record of aggressive support for gun control, largely funded by the Joyce Foundation, the foundation that Barack Obama comes from, and Valerie Jarrett. They have something called the Injury Control Research Center, led by anti-gun public health researchers David Hemenway and Matthew Miller. That was the source of the much of the biased anti-gun advocacy, quote-unquote, research that convinced Congress to prohibit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from paying for any more of it with taxpayers' money. The gun control supporters want you to think that it is inevitable that there's going to be more gun control, that it is futile to resist it. And, you know, they sort of, in a covert way, point to the deep, deep, bottomless pocketbooks of their enablers. But no matter how much money they have, they can't buy your freedom from you. You can give it up. They can spend all the money they want. Ads on television, ads in a newspaper are simply representations and images. They're the same thing as the pictures I take of my granddaughter. No more, no less. It stimulates some sort of psychological response that when you take it in, when you drink it in. It is not something that is compulsive. It is not. You can choose to keep it from being subliminal. You can look at the Moms Demand Action advertisements that they're putting out against Kroger, where they have a housewife with an AR-15. Everybody there pictured is carrying an AR-15, where that only happens in Texas, by the way. Kroger doesn't have a lot of rifles being carried into it, except in Texas, and that's the only gun you can legally carry in the open in Texas. So it's bad to comply with the law. And they'll show you a picture of a fat slob wearing a Speedo and a pair of flip-flops with a bag, and they'll say, one of these people is welcome in Kroger, one of these people is not. Who do you think it is? And the person carrying the gun, of course, is the bad person that they want you to, they want you to encourage Kroger to prevent them from coming in carrying a gun. Open carry, it's a bad thing. Of course, they never actually specifically get out there and mention concealed carry. I think that they think that that's happening, you know, when Panera Bread and Starbucks says, please leave your guns at home. But that's happening. You know, concealed carry, that's what you get the permits for. Concealed carry versus open carry, you know, concealed carry is what criminals do too, which is why I don't understand why that's become somehow better, as if not seeing it makes it less dangerous. Somehow that shirt that's untucked, what is it, is hanging 6-7 inches below your belt line. That's a barrier, which I have trained to snatch out of the way. The billionaires think they know better than you. And to a degree, they, you know, Bill Gates knew how to make a computer company. He was first on the scene, probably better at it than most people, and it took off. Bloomberg, you know, financier, probably very good at crunching numbers. Then he went insane and decided he was the king of the world. I imagine it takes a bit of ego to be able to succeed to that degree. And I understand that. I love financial success. I love seeing people with financial success. But financial success does not, it's not indicative of being a ruler. It means that you excelled in your chosen field. It does not mean that you are the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I'm sorry. Sorry. Can't help it. That's just the way it is. But right now, the biggest effort going on right now, where the billionaires are definitely funneling money to directly to a gun cause, is happening in Washington State. And it's going to be up to the people. And for all the money they funnel into it, they can only vote one time. Those people. Bill and Linda Gates, Melinda Gates, whatever her name is. Two votes. That's all they get. So it is beatable. And to think that it isn't, you're just wrong. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
To you by G-Code, the best tactical holster on the market today. From coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Bad news for you. There's a lot of people out there that you look at as conservative pundits, as deep, deep thinkers. And occasionally, if you look back at their past, and if you ask them certain questions, they will reveal to you that they're confused. Maybe not so conservative. And somebody that comes out backing gun control, folks, I'm sorry, they have walked out from under the cascading benevolence that is the big tent for all gun owners. The only color we don't like is the disarmament color. That's it. On Fox News, one of the, everybody quotes him, everybody posts up everything he says, literally, whenever he's on camera. They post up everything Charles Krauthammer says from Fox News, because he is looked upon as a bastion of conservative thinking. On April 5th, 1996, he wrote a column in the Washington Post called Disarm the Citizenry, But Not Yet, where he gave his reasons for supporting the 1994 Clinton assault weapon ban. He wrote, ultimately, a civilized society must disarm its citizenry if it is to have a modicum of domestic tranquility of the kind enjoyed in sister democracies like Canada and Britain. Given the frontier history and individualist ideology of the United States, however, that will not come easily. It certainly cannot be done radically. It will probably take one, maybe two generations. It might be 50 years before the United States gets to where Britain is today. Passing a law like the assault weapons ban is a symbolic, purely symbolic move in that direction. Its only real justification is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. Its purpose is to spark debate, highlight the issue, make the case that the arms race between criminals and citizens is as dangerous as it is pointless. De-escalation begins with a change in mentality, and that change in mentality starts with a symbolic yielding of certain types of weapons. The real steps, like the banning of handguns, will never occur unless this one is taken first, and even then, not for decades. Now, this is important to me because, The Moms Demand Action have decided to stop going against assault weapons. Now they want to go after all long guns, but but they've decided to step away from the idiotic assault weapon ban for the same reasons that Krauthammer mentioned. Watts, Shannon Watts, has stated, while many gun control groups still officially support the assault weapons ban, we haven't abandoned the issue. They're no longer actively fighting for it. Now, Krauthammer has changed his stance a little since then. In a column from December 2012 called The Roots of Mass Murder, he said, I have no problem in principle with gun control. Congress enacted and I supported an assault weapons ban in 1994. The problem was it didn't work. The reason is simple. Unless you are prepared to confiscate all existing firearms, disarm the citizenry, and repeal the Second Amendment, it's almost impossible to craft a law that will be effective. But here's what he didn't do when he wrote this article. He didn't explain why he thinks that gun bans are necessary for domestic tranquility. They have never reduced the homicide rate anywhere else. In England, there's five times as much violent crime against persons as there is here in the United States. How is that domestically tranquil? In England, the homicide rate increased when they introduced more gun control, including homicides with guns. Nowhere have gun bans been shown to decrease homicide rates. The closest place is Australia, where they have their little gun control scheme going on since there was a mass shooting in 1996. The legislation had been planned in advance, just waiting for the right event to implement it. The only problem is that even the pointy head academics agree the legislation had no effect on Australia's homicide rate, which was already dropping before the ban. An excellent counterexample is Switzerland, which has far less gun control than the United States for decades up until 1998. They caved to pressure from the European Union to impose restrictive gun laws. They implemented gun control that brought it close to the United States in some areas, more restrictive in some ways, less restrictive in others. Yet Switzerland has always had the lowest homicide rate in Europe. The evidence to support the notion that restricting guns reduces homicide and lowers crime does not exist. So why does Charles Krauthammer think it's necessary for the domestic tranquility and civility of a people? Does his idea of domestic tranquility mean something other than crime reduction? There is one possible explanation. Citizen disarmament has become part and parcel of the liberal faith. It has nothing to do with logic or reason. Part of that is simply because being progressive is built on the idea that a powerful state protecting and providing for its citizens, like Russia. If your God is the state, limits on it, such as those presented by the Second Amendment, are intrinsically offensive to the state. But limits on state power have always proven to be necessary everywhere else. Even the socialistic European nations have found that they must limit state power. All of them have far lower corporate tax rates than we do, for example. Unlimited state power leads to disasters such as the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, North Korea, Venezuela. Expecting a world government, an all-powerful one-world government, to be an exception to the abuse of state power is an exercise in stupidity. But maybe one day, after he's done some deep conservative thinking, Charles Krauthammer could explain to us why he thinks it's such a smoking hot idea to ban guns and how that enhances the domestic tranquility of the United States. Krauthammer and people like him may be the most enlightened individuals that truly just want peace and prosperity for the world in their own twisted way. However, that doesn't mean that they influence the nature of man. Every time a criminal walks past a newsstand, if there's new gun control on there, he's just laughing. Well, he's robbing a bar or something like that. If he looks up at the TV and it says, President Barack Obama calls for more gun control, he's just laughing. Because he's not going to register his guns. He's not going to stand for a background check. He's not, you know. But he is going to acquire a gun. And that genie is out of the bottle. There is no going back. We know this. We know the proportion, percentage-wise, as to how many of us are good versus how many of them are bad. And we're just not going to allow that. Sorry, Krauthammer. Sorry. The reason I'm pointing this out is that you don't need to listen to these people to find out what is and isn't conservative. You don't need to find, you don't need to have your values and your knowledge enhanced by them. If they make a light bulb go off in your head, oh, great, but at the end of the day, you can get all of this yourself. Remember that. Coming up next, we're going to try to find the guy on the ride. We'll see if he shows up. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.